like you reminded me of that. Being the first Sunday that money not designated will go to the oblation fund. Would you please bow with me? Dear Lord, thank you for gathering us here this morning, and please help us to guard our hearts to you, and please bless this money as it's given from the hearts and goes throughout your church. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Well, certainly good to be here this morning. You have a beautiful day out there. Had a day yesterday of gathering of most of the people, a lot of our people here, in a sale. But those that didn't make it should have tried a little harder, maybe. But anyway, we all enjoyed ourselves up there, feasting together. But it's good, certainly good to be here. I want to let people know who's on camera away from here, who will be serving us this morning. Priest Caleb Postlewaite will be serving us on as a serving communion on the right here. Brother Bob Bates will be bringing us a prayer, a preparatory prayer, as we get started here. Alan Owens will be our speaker this hour at the end of the service. I'm Vernon Pearson, Elder Vernon Pearson, and the rest of them are elders too, some of them. Forgot that. Elder Richard Sanders has taken Joe Gillinger's place because Joe didn't make it today. Priest Larry Ellis on my left over here, and then Priest Farron Brooker and Priest Mike Hancock. But anyway, we have come here this morning to worship our Savior in unity, in hope, and desire to serve our fellow man. We will open our service with hymn number 46, In God's Most Holy Presence. And Brother Caleb will bring our invocation.
To welcome Morning, Grace, Heavenly Father. I thank you for the many blessings you've given us, and for this beautiful morning and the sun shining, and that so many were able to get out today to draw apart from the world and come together to worship you. Lord, I didn't invite you to be with us this morning, that we might worship in your presence and that your spirit might accompany us. Lord, I'd ask that you'd help us to prepare our hearts to receive those blessings and those words that you've got for us today, and that we might keep in mind and in our memories those the sacrifice of your Son for our sins, that we might be able to have repentance, and that we might be able to come unto you, Lord. Please be with us, and we thank you again for this opportunity to be with you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Let us bow our heads. Oh God, our eternal Father, we have gathered here this morning to partake of that sacrament which brings to our minds and our hearts the sacrifice that thy Son has made on the cross for our sins. We know that thou art the creator of all things, and that thy love sustains not only in the whole earth, but the hearts and minds that we feel here this morning. And as we reach out with our unworthy hands to partake of the sacrament, we would pray thy grace would be with us. That act that we do will not be fruitless, but will bring blessings from thee for our lives to come. We ask, O Lord, that thou would forgive us of our sins. And help us, O Lord, in the future for the temptations that will come about us. Be with us in great power here this morning as we reach out for the blessings of the sacrament and the emblems. And let that great power not only be with us here now, but with us as we go to the lives we live, the families we sustain. And may we always be ever mindful of thee in our lives, that we will never have to struggle with temptations to a great extent, solely because we look to thee for help and for blessings and for strength. Be with us now, O God. Be with us now at this time. Help us to have our minds and our hearts key to that sacrifice that was made for us. And so as we continue, give us this great blessing, we ask, in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, and for the sake of the kingdom. Amen. Some of the things that I had mind saying this morning have already been said in our prayers. Got a vehicle out there that shining right in my eyes here, all the sun. Anyhow, I'll move this over just in case so I can be heard by all. I think it's we need to realize, and as we reach forth for the communion this morning, as Brother Bob prayed and Micah prayed, something like that, and that we can be prepared in our hearts to serve our Lord and Savior. A few years ago, I Brother Dave Downs and I had a communion service, and we had, we kind of got our heads together after the week, and both of us happened to be driving trucks at that particular time. I was hauling grain, he was hauling groceries, I think it was, something, produce anyway, of some kind. And we made the statement, if you don't feel like taking communion, there'll be another service following this. And we went back into the north room, and there was about 10 or 15 people that went back in there. And as I sat down from making a speech that I'm making right now, something said, what makes you think you're worthy to serve, to partake of the communion? And so I refused to take when the server came by me. And, of course, I got a little guff out of that. But I took it to my heart, what I said, and I meant it. And we had a wonderful service. And there were priesthood calls made known to me that were back in that room that morning as we had prayer for forgiveness. But anyway, I wanted to get on into the other things that I had in mind to say in this morning. And I want to read here. A lot of what I want to say is written. And one time I preached a sermon on it is written. And when we think about what is written and we read it, and one of the problems that we have today, and the reason why all the churches that we have today, is because people don't read the scriptures in the spirit in which it was written. And I know D.R. Hughes made that statement. He said, if you can't read the scripture in the spirit it's written, then you don't understand what was written. We'll read here out of John 6. Then Jesus said to them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat and the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up in the resurrection of the just at the last day. Now, that kind of rattles your cage just a little bit. So if you don't take communion, there's no life in you. And if you take the communion unworthily, there's condemnation to your soul. So we've got to get our hearts prepared to partake of the communion that is here before us this day. Get here where I've got the marks at. Here. I had a mark somehow to pull the mark out. But we have a responsibility in serving our Lord to keep his commandments. Got another paper here somewhere. Anyway, I was going to read here how the Lord gave the communion service. And the sun's kind of changed its picture over there. And now the light's going to shine a little bit over there, over the windshield out there. Anyway, one of the scriptures I was going to read here, and it talks about we are not to serve communion to anybody who has not been baptized into the by authority here in our church. But I just somewhere, I guess I wasn't supposed to read that. That's all I can say. But we have a We each have the need to prepare our lives and our souls for this particular service each month. And as we have gathered here this day to partake of the bread of life, and it's truly a joyous experience. And in that particular service I was talking about a while ago, one of our brothers came to me after the service. He says, "I barely had strength in my arm to reach up and take the communion because of his feeling of unworthiness." And that was truly a testimony to me that what we had done that day was of the Lord. So we have the need to analyze our own hearts and our own souls. And I've thought about the time when our Lord and Savior was breaking bread and serving communion out on the grass. And it was an experience that each and every one of us would cherish to be a part of. So today, as we have prepared and thought and sang, that we can do the things which are worthy of our Lord and Savior. Let's sing hymn number 277.
Souls of all those who partake of it, that they may eat in remembrance of the body of thy Son, and witness unto thee, O God, the eternal Father, that they are willing to take upon them the name of thy Son, and always remember him, and keep his commandments which he has given them, that they may always have the Spirit to be with them. Amen. Thank you. mine is red, shall we go? O God, the Eternal Father, we ask Thee in the name of Thy Son, Jesus Christ, to bless and sanctify this wine to the souls of all those who drink of it, that they may do it in remembrance of the blood of Thy Son, which was shed for them, that they may witness unto Thee, O God, the Eternal Father, that they do always remember Him, that they may have His Spirit to be with them. Amen.
Thank you.
Was there anybody who missed their portion of the bread or the wine? Notice a hand over here. Brother Alan Owens will bring our message for the hour.
As I was contemplating what to share this morning, I came across a letter that was words of counsel that was given last year on July the 1st to the high priest. And as I pondered this letter, I chose to share it with you this morning. I felt like it by far said what we need to hear better than I could. In a burning and sobering manner, it has been heavily impressed upon me for more than I can bear that it is time for the saints to be on our knees in humble supplication to the Lord in repentance, seeking forgiveness and mercy. The conditions of the world today are rife with the sins we have studied and preached for generations. Wars and rumors of wars, tumults in the nations, the Middle East in unrest and chaos, society breaking down across the world, record drought, record fires destroying the land, record floods as rivers burst their banks and levees, record tornadoes and hurricanes, record earthquakes and tsunamis, economic collapse and ruin, immoral and corrupt leaders in all the nations, including ours, unemployment, huge institutions and businesses failing. The earth is groaning under the rampant sin and oppression covering her face. And many ask, where is the Lord? But the Lord responds, where are my saints? Where is my storehouse? Where is my Zion? As a church, we have suffered for decades in the wilderness as scattered and lost sheep. We have taken refuge in our own self-perceived righteousness by shunning the apostasy of the leadership of the RLDS, Community of Christ, casting ourselves off from their error and deceptions. We rebuke and reject the sons of Joseph because they stumbled and spoke falsely. Yet look at us. We are scattered. We are beaten down. We are trodden underfoot in the world. We are weak. We have no voice to warn the world and prepare for the Lord's return. And we have not asked ourselves what the Lord now asks us to examine and understand. If we are the righteous of the church, then why did the Lord allow wicked service to bring us to the captive state and effectual bondage? We have sometimes sought to forgive those who have done this to us as individuals, but not cooperatively. But we have not examined ourselves to look at our own culpability. Thou shalt have no other gods before me, declares the Lord. Yet we did raise up a god before him, a god we thought was holy and good and worthy of being worshipped. Over the years, the RLDS Church had come to worship the church instead of the Lord. We worshipped its history, its structures, its holy places in Kirtland and Independence and Nauvoo, its quorums, its conferences, its councils, its stakes and districts and offices and mission. The church became our God, and the Lord took it from us to turn us back to him. And we have asked the Lord to give us back the church and give us a prophet again. Yet the Lord asks, will you accept and hear my true prophets, or will you stone them and rent them in the courtyard like the children of Israel did? The Lord would have us humble ourselves and prepare ourselves to hear him before we can receive and accept what he has to say. Sanctify a fast before me, says the Lord, and turn from your pride and humble yourselves. Yea, declare a fast and forgive all who have wronged you before seeking mercy and forgiveness from me. Yea, seek to know and understand your own sins and transgressions which have led you to this state, such that you can truly repent and be forgiven. Uphold the sons of Joseph to me in mighty prayer, that the covenant I swore in my righteousness to their father Joseph was that was appointed unto an inheritance therein by his son Joseph, and as an inheritance in righteousness and truth, also by his son Frederick, Madison, Israel, Alexander, and William Wallace. Yea, and as was inherited unto also because of my covenant with his son William Burnell. Yea, uphold them to me, that the covenant I made with Joseph may be restored and fulfilled, even as I swore in my righteousness. Yea, uphold the sons of Joseph in mighty prayer to me, with much love and compassion and mercy and forgiveness. Yea, even that same love and compassion and mercy and forgiveness that you seek from me, or I shall turn my face from you and reject your prayers for yourselves as you bleep about aimlessly for safe pastures and the comfort of the shepherd's rod and staff. Humble yourselves before me and cast off your pride and your righteousness, for it is as a filthy rag before me, and lest ye humble yourselves and repent, ye shall fade before me as a dry leaf, and your iniquities, which I can no longer bear, shall take you away like the wind. And seek earnestly to be reconciled one with another. For if ye are not one, even as I have commanded that ye be one, ye are not mine, saith the Lord. Contend with no brother, but come together in prayer and fasting. Invite all to fast and pray before me, even those who will not meet with you in conference or even at the Lamb's table. Your division and separation from each other over matters of organization are a stench to me. It is the work of the adversary, and behold, he sifts you as he desires, for you have given yourself over to him. Seek your brothers in prayer and fasting, and invite them all to pray and fast. Those who have my spirit will hear my call to fast and pray, to repent and to forgive. It is necessary that the saints come together as my people in unity and single purpose of heart and mind, or I can no wise minister unto you or receive you unto myself. The time is at hand, saith the Lord, that my people come out of Babylon. Look, the signs are before you, and ye seek that I should redeem you before the end. How can ye be redeemed if ye repent not, if ye forgive not, if ye unite not as one? How can ye hear me if you hear not my servant? If you reject them, you reject me. And if you remain a hiss and a byword, salt that lost its savor and is trodden underfoot, spewed lukewarm from my mouth, repent, declare a fast, pray for the sons of Joseph, for the sheep who remain scattered. Call everyone who will hear to repentance and humility. I speak this concerning all the saints who love me, yea, all the children of the work that has restored through my servant Joseph in 1830. For there are many who will hear and who will respond. Come together in prayer and fasting, in humility and meekness, in charity one for another. Esteem each other above yourselves. This is my word and my will. Ye who will hear, see that you do it. And from Genesis, the 10th chapter, starting with the 18th verse. And God made a covenant with Noah and said, this shall be the token of the covenant I made between me and you, for every living creature with you for perpetual generations. I will set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass, when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud, and I will remember my covenant, which I have made between me and you, for every living creature of all flesh, and the water shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh, and the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant which I made unto my father Enoch, that when men should keep all my commandments, Zion again will come on the earth, the city of Enoch, which I caught up and to myself. And this is my everlasting covenant, that when thy posterity shall embrace the truth and look upward, then shall Zion look downward and all the heavens shall shake with gladness, and the earth shall tremble with joy. And a great assembly of the church of the firstborn shall come down out of heaven and possess the earth, and shall have place until the end comes. And this is mine everlasting covenant, which I made with my father Enoch. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will establish my covenant unto thee, which I have made between me and thee, for every living creature of all flesh that shall be upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, this is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and thee, for all flesh that shall be upon the earth.
We have heard the truth this morning. The truth is with us. All we have to do is reach out and accept it. We certainly need to do or keep our commandments. And I think one of those most important commandments would be to, for our priesthood to meet together and select one amongst us to lead us. And this is not just our little group, but all the groups become unity. Because if we don't go, when we go before our Heavenly Father, if we don't go with a repentant heart and forgiving our brothers and sisters, then the Lord says He will not forgive us. So I pray this day that we can grow closer together as groups, far and wide. I think next month there's supposed to be a gathering in the Remnant where all Book of Mormon believers are called together. I look forward to that. Let's close the service hymn number 486. Mike Hancock, the priest, will bring our benediction.
Father, Lord, thank you so much for this time that we've been able to meet in this place of worship. remember your gift that you gave each of us. Thank you, Lord, for each that are here in this place, and we ask now that as we've enjoyed this time with worshiping and feeling the presence of your Spirit, we pray that that Spirit might accompany us as we part ways. And Lord, there's been an expression of desire to be more unified, and we just ask that you will help us understand what needs to be done, what steps we can take to make that come to pass. We know that, first off, we just must trust you. And we thank you, Lord, for how much love we feel that you have for us. We pray that we love you too, Lord. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.